This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tax policy is, in the most objective sense, a wonderful thing. It lets governments encourage or discourage certain kinds of behavior. Case in point, movies. 15 years ago, only 4 states gave tax credits as a way to get production companies to come to town. Now, almost 40 states do. Problem is, and this isn't just movie companies at all, but the problem is a lot of businesses don't rack up enough of a tax bill to actually use the tax credits they get. So, of course, now the market for selling those credits is growing as well. Kate Davidson reports.
To show you how sophisticated the market for buying and selling state tax credits has grown, let's follow the path of an incentive named
BETSI, which stands for Business Energy Tax Credit.
BETSI is from Oregon, which said to businesses, invest in renewable energy or conservation, and we'll give you this tax credit. Our BETSI's story starts at the Port of Portland. This economic hub relies on a dredge, the Dredge Oregon, to clear navigation channels. Its gas-guzzling engine was decades old, says Tatiana Starostina, the port's senior finance manager.
It wasn't particularly environmentally friendly.
So the port invested in this new engine, which helped cut emissions, but also cost a lot. So the port got a BETSI from the state, which just left one wrinkle.
Well, because the port is a government entity, obviously we cannot use the tax credit to its original purpose.
The port doesn't pay taxes, so a tax credit doesn't do much good unless the port can monetize it.
Monetize means we literally sell it to them?
To an outside company at a discount. And that company gets to use the full tax credit.
It would be like a Groupon.
This is the man the port asked to sell BETSI.
My name is Rob O'Neill. I'm a partner with Moss Adams. We have helped facilitate the transfer of over $500 million in state tax credits.
O'Neill says the secondary market for tax credits is absolutely growing. By some estimates, there are up to 200 state tax credits that are transferable or directly cashable. Companies are selling film credits, credits for historic preservation, job creation, renewable energy, farm worker housing. But O'Neill says until now, the market's been a bit of a black box.
A lot of people were calling tax directors and CFOs and people they meet on the golf course and try and sell them a tax credit. And no one really had transparency with respect to the market.
Now O'Neill prepared to list BETSI on a brand new digital exchange, kind of like a Craigslist of tax credits. Click on Oregon and you'd see BETSI, a $647,000 credit available for 74 cents on the dollar. But at the last minute, BETSI sold the old-fashioned way. O'Neill got a call from
a large public transportation equipment manufacturer,
which he described on the condition it not be named. Still, O'Neill wants to nudge more tax credit business online. Moss Adams is one of at least half a dozen companies starting private exchanges, and there's a new public exchange, too.
Everything's moving to the web, and so I think it's just a matter of time before the business community starts to accept that, this is the way credits will transfer, in the future.
Meanwhile, a company with almost $2 billion in revenue gets a deal on a tax credit. The Port of Portland gets to use BETSI's proceeds for its dredge. Oregon achieves its energy efficiency goal, although it does lose more than $500,000 in tax revenue from a business that might not need public help. And that's just from the path of one little tax credit in a market of incentives worth billions. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.